FM Rewind, File 88.1.
As I mentioned earlier on, that we're diving into a very important topic tonight, autism, also known as autism spectrum disorder. We continue to raise awareness around mental health and a variety of difficulties that young people face, you know, and it's very important for us to educate them about what we are about to talk about this evening: autism spectrum disorder, or also known as autism. And just to give you a scientific background, according to research, this is a neurodevelopmental condition, meaning it affects how a person develops socially, communicates and behaves. And it's often marked by repetitive behaviors, challenges in social interaction, and unique ways of engaging with the world. But the key thing to remember is autism is a spectrum. No two autistic people are the same. I'm going to repeat this. Autism is a spectrum. No two autistic people are the same. And in recent years, awareness around autism has grown, but mostly in urban and clinical spaces. But in many parts of South Africa, particularly our townships and rural areas, there's still very little understanding, very few services, and unfortunately, there's a lot of stigma. Children may be sometimes kept home the whole day, not because of shame, but because communities lack the knowledge and schools are not equipped to accommodate autistic children, especially within our township and rural areas. Well, tonight we are joined by Elizabeth Moseka, who is the Gauteng Regional Development Officer at Autism South Africa. This is where she served, you know, years and years, dedicating herself to make sure that people are well informed and educated about autism. She's a passionate advocate, and Elizabeth is committed to promoting acceptance, inclusion, and empowerment for individuals with autism. Good evening, Elizabeth. Thank you so much for joining us right here on Voice of Vets 88.1.
Good evening. Thank you for having me. Yes.
Now let's start with what exactly Autism South Africa does. What do you guys do?
At Autism South Africa, we are a non-government organization, non-profile organization, whereby we assist all autistic communities. We cover every province in South Africa, nine provinces. Mm. What we do, acceptance and awarenesses, accepting autistic communities, awareness, doing awarenesses in communities, your schools, your churches, because at the end of the day, our children also need to go to church. Mm-hmm. We go to school. Parents, we give parents support in terms of where to go for diagnosis, because we don't do the diagnosis. Mm-hmm. School placement. So basically, we do support for autistic communities. Also, we advocate, you know, for their rights and to get proper services as human beings, because at the end of the day, they're just human beings. It's just that they've got this label that is autism. Mm. And also, we lobby with a various department of our government departments in terms of services. We don't have services for autistic communities. Mm. I'm talking about school placement. Mm. I'm talking about the diagnosis process in South Africa. Mm. It's too long. So those are the kind of things that we do at Autism SA.
And having worked in various provinces, you did mention that you cover a variety of provinces in South Africa.
Yeah.
Are we at a point where, as South Africans, either in rural areas, township areas, urban areas, well informed about autism, or does it still come as a surprise to majority of South Africans?
You know, when you go to townships, rural areas, there's still people who don't believe there's autism. We're talking about, they think maybe it might be a witchcraft, especially when you go to townships. They will say it's a white person's condition, and it doesn't work that way. Maybe your parents had a child at the age of 45, or maybe the parents were drinking. So it is still a challenge in our African communities because they do not understand the condition and also their resources. And we still have parents who are ignorant, you know, ashamed. They're ashamed of their kids. They think maybe it's a curse because we get really cruel people out there. You know, they don't give support. So we see a lot of marriage. Parents are breaking up because of the condition, because of they don't understand the child. You know, parents blaming each other. So different areas, we are trying to do awareness, but it is still sad because they don't understand autism.
Now, when you do awareness, especially when you go to a variety of communities in these nine provinces, how do you ensure that people leave either the mentorship that you'll be conducting or workshops that you'll be conducting, understanding what exactly autism is? Because it can be complicated for people to understand in a space of or in a period of a day, you know?
Yeah, so what I do, I've got a parent support whereby I do go to schools and I create support groups whereby there's WhatsApp. Sometimes I go there once a month, face to face, just to try to explain to them. Because some parents will ask you, like, what is autism in vernacular? And we don't have a word for it in vernacular. So those are the challenging things, but We do our level best to tell them in their home languages, but some things, like, I can tell their parents that autism is a neurodevelopmental condition. Going to Venda or going to Limpopo, that is quite a challenge to tell a parent that, because they will not understand that. So it is a complex. We try.
And as an NGO, do you think enough is being done by the government to include autistic learners, especially in the mainstream education system?
To be honest, no. I think our government is failing us, not only the autistic community, but any other disabilities. Mainstream school is a challenge. We still have a problem with our autistic kids. They don't have enough schools. We've got few autistic schools in South Africa. We've got special schools whereby they put our kids in the special schools where we will find there will be two classrooms for them. So for our autistic, it's still a challenge. Our government is failing us. They need to train their teachers. Some of our kids are being chased away from public schools, government schools, because teachers, they cannot handle them.
And what do you find the stigmas that are quite common, young people, especially within rural and township areas, facing on a daily basis due to lack of information or education from either teachers and fellow learners? What are those stigmas that these young people deal with on a daily basis?
Like calling names. If only you remember, autism is a spectrum. You will get those who have speech, they can speak, and you get those who would take time to grab things or maybe to respond. They will call them names. You are stupid, you are dumb, you know, things like that. And they, remember, they are human beings. They get hurt also. So people tend to think that they are autistic now, they are crazy, they don't understand anything, you know. Those kind of things. That's why we're saying, whatever that you are saying in front of our kids, just be careful, because they can understand. Just because my body is doing something else doesn't mean that I don't understand. I do understand. It's just that maybe I might get understand differently.
Indeed, if you just tuned in, you are listening to Wellness Booth right here on VAO 88.1. We are joined by Elizabeth Mosehla, who is the Gauteng Regional Development Officer at Autism South Africa. We're talking about some of the challenges that autistic people face on a daily basis, and how can we bridge the gap and make sure that we come in between and educate as many people as possible about the existence of autism and how to deal with it, especially if you have a brother or a sister, or perhaps someone that is very close to you living with this condition. Now, Elizabeth, I mean, you have a younger brother who is autistic. How has growing up with him shaped your understanding of autism?
Yeah, my brother is autistic, 24 years old, unreliable speaking, but he grew up without any words. So understand that communication at that time, it was very difficult for us to communicate with him. We didn't have any relationship with him. So we saw a lot of tantrums, you know, angry. We thought like, yeah, it was not easy. And throughout the years, I've learned to be patient, you know, to accept him the way he is. You know, I cannot change him. This is my brother. Love him and support him. So I've learned to be patient because I was not a very patient person. I'm patient and I'm understanding. You know, going out there, going to the communities, seeing other parents, even siblings, you know, you become so humble. And me growing up in that household with an autistic person, sometimes parents tend to forget about us siblings. They only focus on that other kids. So to give also support to siblings, like, hey, parents, bazali, we are still your children. We also need that love, that support. You know, we don't focus on one kid.
And I want us to talk to either a parent or a sibling, as you mentioned, of someone who is living with autism but undiagnosed. What are those signs and symptoms would you advise them to look out for, instead of, you know, having people growing up and being given names, and which eventually affect their mental health and mental well-being? We want to make sure that we come in between and educate them. What are those signs which you advise them to look out for?
The advice, the first thing that the signs parents will notice is a child not speaking, because that is quite obviously. But we always tell parents, you know what, know your child, know your how they're growing, their milestones, you know, how are they developing. If only you feel concerned or worried, go to your nearest clinic or contact us for us to give you further advice. But smaller thing, are they delaying with crawling? Are they your eye contact, you know, are they repeating things? Like, you can call Lizzie, come here. How are they responding to you? Lizzie, come here. Responding as the third person, you know, playing with toys differently. Sensitive to loud music. Sometimes they might love those loud music. Picky eaters, you know, others will only eat one thing, maybe your Weet-Bix every day, the whole day. Eye contact, you know, bright colors, it might be too much for them. So those kind of signs, if only your child is not developing as same as their peers, you are concerned, go to the clinic or contact Autism SA, then we will assist you in terms of where to go for a diagnosis. And remember, autism doesn't get diagnosed by blood tests. So those milestones, those development is the history of the child, whereby the doctors will need those history to diagnose the child.
Now, speaking of clinics, which are vital health facilities within our communities, are they well equipped to accommodate autistic children?
Not all of them. Unfortunately, not all of them. If only you are concerned, you'll just go to your nearest clinics and tell them that I'm suspecting, I've heard about autism. Then they will just give you a referral letter whereby you can go to the hospital. And also, hospitals are very few that have a neurodevelopmental clinic. That's where they do all the assessments. So not every government hospital has that. And we also have private doctors. Not every parent can afford private doctors. They're so expensive.
Because I was about to mention that we live in a country where majority of families don't even have a medical aid and can't afford to take their children to a private hospital. Should it happen that I go to a public hospital and I don't get any help, what's the next step? Because it can be difficult for others.
You can also contact us. We do try to go to hospitals, government hospitals, every month for diagnosis processes. And if only we get newly diagnosed parents, that's why we offer them a free counseling. We do have a counselor in our office. We offer them. And yeah, you can call us. You can call us, then we can assist you. We
all
cannot
right.
diagnose the child, but we can assist you to go to a correct hospital.
Now, let's talk about some of the major milestones that the Gauteng, I mean, the autism South Africa has achieved. You've been with them for over 12 years. Perhaps you have some of the milestones that you'd like to share with the public. What are they?
We have achieved a lot. Mm. When I started, I didn't understand my brother. Mm. My brother was, like, they used to call us names. Mm. I didn't have any relationship with him. But today, I understand him better, you know. I can keep him calm. I can be his sister, you know, loving and supporting her. Remember, we're being called names. I'm originally from Limpopo. Mm. You can imagine. We are Reloile. My mother is a witch, and my father's family, they didn't come with us. So it helped a lot of parents. We've got parents that come to us and say, you know what, without you guys, we could have been lost. Mm. You know, we've got parents. We used to run parents support groups, parents programs, whereby we place parents in schools. And I'm glad, like, more than 10 parents are assistant teachers now. Mm. They are being, they got a job through us.
Amazing.
You know, and they understand their children more. Mm. So a lot has done. A lot of my story were good. And
now, I want us to talk about where to from here, because so far we still have many, many townships, rural areas, even in urban areas, where people are not well informed about autism. When they see someone who is autistic, they start suspecting or no, maybe something is wrong.
Yeah.
They start calling them names. Mm. You know, they start labeling them. As you mentioned that growing up, you'd find people calling your brother names. And it does still happen in rural areas. You'd find that especially now in this day and age where we have a variety of social media platforms, they make autistic people famous for wrong reasons, you know, just to gain likes and gain views. And this is something that we should educate our societies to stay away from, you know, because you have so many people who want to be famous through other people. What's your take when it comes to that, and where to from here?
We see a lot of that. We're seeing a lot of people making autism about money now. It's
so we see it.
Doing this ECD's training I think 2 weeks back, and this other teacher, she just said, it's good that you're going to learn about autism, because with autism we charge the price double. I'm like, no, guys, you cannot do that. Mm. You know, so autism now, because like now people are studying, it's everywhere. Everybody wants to be an expert of autism. Everybody wants to open in school. Everybody wants to do that. Everybody wants to do that. We see schools that are not okay, just for money. Mm. You know, let's try to understand the condition. Mm. If only you don't read, you can Google or you can contact us. You know, we don't mind. Our services are free for the communities and parents. Understanding and accepting autistic people with their autism. We don't need to fix autism. We don't need to fix them. They are not a broken machine. They're just human beings, and they've got feelings. It's just that they've got this label. But respect. Let's respect autistic people with dignity and humanity, you know. And inclusion. Include them, you know. It's said that you go to a mosque these days, the music there, some of our learners or adults with, they cannot stand those sounds. You cannot go to a restaurant, a simple restaurant, and have a meal without noise. I cannot even stand, I cannot mention restaurants, but it's said. Mm. We don't have parks that accommodate our autistic people. Mm. We should have quiet space for them.
Yeah.
Workplace. Some of the companies, they are rejecting our learners. My brother is 24 years now. Mm. He's a high support need. We don't have centers. Mm. skill center after schools, then yeah. what? He's just sitting at home. Because private centers, people are opening their private centers and they're so expensive.
Indeed.
Then what? Yeah. Yes, we don't have centers. We don't have anything for autistic people. They cannot even work.
Now, to wrap up the interview, Elizabeth, I want you to speak to a brother, a sister, an aunt, a parent, a guardian who is living with someone who is autistic and they don't know what to do. What's your take and what would you like to say to them?
It's not easy. It's not easy. It sometimes it can be difficult. It's not easy. I'm not going to lie and say, oh, no, me and my brother, it was all sweet and bananas. No, it was not. It's tough. It's tough. It's tough because my mother ended up, my mother is not working now because nobody could stay with my brother. I had anxiety when I was growing up because, like, I didn't have any friends. Because every time my friends would ask, hey, what's wrong with your brother? So you stay strong and you go ask for help and stop saying that I'm strong. There's nothing, you cannot be in Bogota forever. You know, you also need help. There's some parent support groups. We are here to support you as Autism SA. You need to go out and talk about it. You need support also, not only your child or your family who's autistic, but also you also need support. It's not easy.
Indeed. Elizabeth, thank you so much for joining us right here on Voice of Vets 88.1. For those who'd like to contribute and take part in any way perhaps contribute and be part of the Autism South Africa, how can they do that?
You can follow us on our Facebook page, Autism SA, or you go to our website. It's AUT2KNOW.co.za, and you just fill up a membership form. So if only you are a member, anything that is happening at our organization, you'll get an email. And yeah, or you can just call us on 011-484-9909.
All right, that was Elizabeth Mosehla, who is the Gauteng Regional Development Officer at Autism South Africa, where she has served with dedication for 12 years. She's passionate and continue to doing a phenomenal work for the Autism South Africa. With that said and done, up next, we will be joined by Loyiso Momoti. And more is coming up right after this.
FM Rewind, File 88.1.